This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado added 51,000 fewer jobs than initially thought during the year ending in March. That's according to updated figures put out this week by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It wasn't just Colorado. The country as a whole added far less jobs than earlier reporting suggested. The agency regularly updates job numbers as more accurate information comes in throughout the year. The Bureau of Land Management auctioned off leases for oil and gas drilling land this week. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
On Tuesday, the BLM sold leases for nearly 8,000 acres in Colorado for potential oil and gas drilling. The proceeds from the sale, around $6.7 million, will be split between the state and the federal government. It's the first auction in the state since the start of the Trump administration, which has vowed to increase drilling on public lands. But buying a lease doesn't guarantee wells will be built. Operators have 10 years to start drilling and extracting fossil fuels. In December, the BLM will hold another lease sale, this time for more than 50,000 acres. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Dragonflies may be struggling to survive climate change. Research in Colorado comes to that conclusion. CPR Sam Brash reports on the study from CU Denver.
The study examined dragonfly populations around the world. It found certain species are disappearing faster than others, specifically those with intricate spotted wings used to attract mates. That's probably because the dark spots absorb more sunlight, so the bugs spend less time competing for mates. And the less breeding, the faster the population dies out. This finding suggests climate survival isn't just about how well animals handle higher temperatures. It's about whether heat makes it harder for them to reproduce. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.